I can't even pause.
Defensive end, I can't even pause.
Okay, when exactly did you hang your shoulder up?
The injury was actually sustained at the FIU game during the play. I was trying to make a play, and somebody just fell on me. Just a game of football.
How difficult has it been playing through that?
You know, it has its days. You know, some days are better than others, but ultimately, I just get in rehab. I rehab hard all week. You know, Keith does a great job with me, and go out there, practice, do everything I can in game day. You know, just leave it all out there and just pray for the best.
What prevents you from mentally kind of shutting it down? Because obviously you're going to be hurting, but you know, coach is just saying your determination that you don't want to give up on your team, don't want to give up on yourself and everything.
Well, this is my last year playing. You know, if God blesses, I might get a chance to play the next level, but that's not guaranteed. This is my last year playing. And being here at Ruston 5 years, you know, this is all I know. You know, I like going out there and playing on the field is just a great feeling, you know. Saturdays are my rewards. And, you know, looking at my teammates that I've been through it with for the past, since 09 and stuff, I just can't let them down.
Has the second half of the season with that injury been disappointing for you personally? I know you got off that great start and, like you said, got a little banged up. It seems like you haven't kind of been yourself since that. Do you feel like you did get off that great start and with the injury kind of not ruined the season, but kind of set you back a little bit almost?
I don't feel that way. You know, sometimes, you know, it gets in the way, but, you know, you got my coach. You know, he tells me you got to block all that out. When I'm out there, I feel like I'm 100%. And when I go. So, no, I don't believe so.
This isn't the first time you've played hurt. I mean, there was a Nevada game where you pulled the quarterback down with one arm, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
On a key play.
Oh, yes.
Back.
Yes, sir.
So it's not like your whole career you've overcome injuries.
Correct. Yeah, it's just learning how to play with them. I've been hurt a couple times.
So talk about what Coach Egan tells you guys in a huddle. I know he's a tough coach, and he may be short, but he gets in y'all's face.
Yeah.
Just talk about what he means to y'all to play through those injuries.
He's just playing for one another, you know, playing for the bigger cause, you know. And we all love this game. We love this game to the bone. But Coach Egan, he tells us get that look in our eyes and. He just gets us fired up, you know. I love playing for Coach Egan. He's the only coach who believed in me coming out of high school, so I just like laying down the line for my coach as well.
What do you remember of UTSA from last year?
What I remember?
Yeah, I know some players told me that it kind of felt like a rivalry game as they
fought. Yeah, you know, it was kind of funny, you know, coming in when UTSA was scheduled, you know, we were looking at them, we was like, UTSA, okay. You know, coming from Texas, I know a little bit about UTSA, and they ain't always have a good rep, you know. But coming out, them guys never backed down. That's what I remember. The guys never backed down, you know. They fought hard after the whistle. They fought through the whistle, you know, and it felt like an old-school rivalry game, you know, like you said. So it was a good one last year, and I'm sure it's going to be a good one this year.
When of course, you played for Coach Dooley, Coach Dykes, and now Coach Holtz. When Coach Dooley brought you in, he brought you in as a linebacker.
Yes, sir.
And whatever they told you, you're going to play a defensive end here going forward. Did you know that your career was going to look like it did?
First thing I thought was, man, I got to get my weight up, you know, a little bit because I was a little thin. But Coach Egan, you know, he really helped me out a lot with my technique and stuff. And watching some of the older guys like Matt Broha, I really looked up to him a lot. And I knew if I would have kept my mind straight, stayed on the right path, that – I could do some good things.
Anything else? All right. Thank you.
Appreciate you.